This is the Midday Market Report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our Midday Market discussion. Brian, what are we seeing taking place in the grains today?
Well, I'm going to say stability today. So after some good push higher, we've got corn prices basically, let's call it unchanged. July corn unchanged right now at about 469. December corn up 0.75 at 489. Nice push in the marketplace there, but looking ahead at some forecasts that I think it's got a little bit of everything in there for those who want to look at. It's going to be wet in some areas. It's going to dry out some areas. I think planting, although behind schedule, keeps, you know, plugging along as it should in May. Got mixed values in beans, both higher and lower. New crop beans at 5.5 at 12.25. July beans down 2.5. Increased farmer selling as part of that. I think pressure in the front months. And then wheat prices have now turned a little negative. Chicago down 3 to 4 after trading both sides of steady most of the morning mark. Kansas City down about 7. Minneapolis down about a nickel right now.
And then, Brian, with those planting reports, or I should say the crop progress reports from yesterday, yes, we have gotten quite a bit of rain across the Corn Belt here recently, but nothing in the way of anything to worry about yet as far as planting delays possibly, is there?
Well, I think it depends who you talk to. If you talk to a farmer that, let's say, in South Central Illinois, and he's just got another inch of rain overnight and hasn't planted anything, it's becoming concerning. As a whole, though, let's just look at this. 39% is the five-year average for corn. Came in as of Sunday, 36%. So if you just look at that number, you can't get too far over your skis and say, man, we've got these massive delays. It's not ideal for a lot of farmers who are chomping at the bit to be ready to go. On the other hand, I always have to remind myself and even my customers that it's the month of May. Temperatures warm up during May. We do get breaks. And with today's equipment and practices, it's just going to create a more robust planting environment once things do move. So can't quite play that, you know, bigger concern about long-term yield potential loss, things like that. I think the bigger story in corn might be where we want to keep a closer eye in this southern hemisphere, in particular drier conditions for the Safrinha corn mark. That, to me, has maybe more bite to it right now.
You're right, Brian. At a time like this where maybe there are some planting delays, at the same time, our farmers are more efficient than ever and able to get in there and get a lot of work done quickly. Let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. Brian, what are we seeing with the cattle and hogs?
Some good strength today. Just good underlying strength. You've got feeders up a couple bucks. You've got the live market up $1 to $1.50. Hogs, 50 cents to 75 higher. You're just seeing greens on the screen, not in the milk market. That had a good punch, and I think it's you're seeing some hedge pressure there. But I think in the cattle market, it's still trying to get a feel for this whole avian flu and the impact and its consumer demand. I'm making the argument that after the article came out recently indicating or was stated that it's not a concern in beef. I think it just takes a little bit of time to get past the consumer time-wise, just time, you know, time heals type things. The world's changing so fast. You have so many things going on in the world that people might quite easily, you know, remember, oh yeah, there was something, but you know, it's not bad for you. I'm hopeful that we don't see demand diminish on that. And that's why I think you've got some good stability there. Big picture perspective, you know, I do worry a little more about the economics of whether or not, let's call it a third of the Americans are going to buy up the beef and 2/3 are going to shop for something else. That's just kind of how the disparity is between those kind of who have some savings and have retirement plans versus those who don't. About 60% don't. And that's the crowd that's not going to chase these higher price beef cuts if they move much upward from here. At least that's my experience of what we've been seeing this year.
Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing, our guest here at Midday on Tuesday. Brian, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Best way is a phone call, 800-334-9779. Since I did the show, ask for Brian. It's Brian with a Y. We've got a couple of Brians, but love to take questions and listen to situations, and perhaps I can provide solutions.
Well, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week.
Mark, thank you. Same to you.
That was Brian Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. We will have a check of the numbers next. At midday, July corn down 0.75 at 468 and a quarter. July soybeans down 2¾ at 12:46 even. July soybean meal down $2.90 at $384.70. July soybean oil up 39 cents at $44.23. Chicago wheat down 4 even at $6.44¾. Minneapolis wheat down 6½ at $7.19 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 7¾ at $6.67½. July oats down 0.75¢ at $3.96¼. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.30 at $178.27. May feeder cattle up $1.75 at $243.15. June lean hogs up 45 cents at $98.62. June pork cutout down 80 cents at $105.35. Class 3 milk down 17 cents at $18.26. This has been a check of the Midday Markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.